It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie, recorded over the last week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of the podcast. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version.
Sorry, I'm just on the phone here.
What are you on the phone for?
Katie, how are you? Yeah, he did say a little bit. I know there's a lot of you, but he said a little bit.
Stop it, you can't say that. No. You can't say that. You literally can't.
No, she was on for about half the
time. I know.
On the phone to her. Oh, yeah, I'll get him to re-record it now. Well, it's going to take too long to re-record. Okay, so you say a lot of Katie. Okay, thanks, Katie. Talk to you later. Say love you to Katie.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Coming up on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, the unedited weekend version.
Yeah.
You will hear the disgusting thing that you did.
What was it?
To a passenger beside you on a flight.
I talk a lot of dribble.
You do. What should be illegal to put on a pizza? And yourself and Katie took to arguing about dinosaurs and whether they existed and whether chemtrails, what chemtrails are, you had to explain to her.
Sorry, I did not discuss whether or not dinosaurs existed. I know they existed.
Katie doesn't.
She's as thick as fuck. Can I say that word?
No, you can't really.
No,
honestly.
Going forward, we probably can't.
Anyway, as we said, this is our weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It's completely different to everything else that we do during the week.
That's true. It's rubbish.
It is. I mean, it is. It's literally rubbish.
You're literally wasting 45 minutes of your life.
This is the bit of the show that we normally don't podcast. We do it on Facebook and then blah, 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 blah. You don't need to know all the details. All you need to do is listen to the weekend episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So let's start last Monday.
Adrian said something off air that I want to share with you guys before we press to record on this little thing we call a podcast. This little ditty.
Yeah.
Ditty or Diddy?
Yeah, go on, Diddy, yeah. Right.
Adrian said something. This man, if you've listened to this man over the years, he says that he comes out with an awful lot of tripe.
Oh, that makes two of us.
A lot of dribble. Literally dribble comes from that man's mouth.
The word is drivel. It's a V, not a B.
Oh, no, I know that. It's our listeners call it dribble all the time.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You got a message that you'd say, I'll never listen to your podcast again. You're full of dribble. Now, I will admit, Adrian is at the age where
I knew you were going to say something like that.
No, you didn't.
I did. You're so predictable, actually.
Have you ever?
Adrian is at the age that he's starting to dribble.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Have you ever dribbled on a plane passenger? I have.
Oh, you've told me this story before.
Oh,
yeah.
I dribbled on a woman.
Yeah, it's very, very inappropriate.
So, guys, a couple of years ago, guys, we were coming back from Palma Airport, back to Dublin on the evening flight. Don't do the late flight. Hate that. You know the flight that leaves at 11? Not the one that the dole heads go on.
I know, I've been on that.
Exactly.
No.
Dribblers and dole heads. Anyway, I was on the 7 o'clock out of Palma into Dublin with Aer Lingus, flying first class, of course. And
on the European flights, no such thing, you fool of a man. Continue anyway, go on.
So I was flying...
Making a show of yourself.
I was flying business class. No. Coach?
No, yeah.
I was flying coach class. And I was very, very, very tired on the flight on the way home after a 2 weeks family holiday of drinking and debauchery, let me tell you.
You're drinking Ribenas for the whole time.
They were actually virgin pina coladas.
QED.
Which anyway. Tastes the same as alcoholic ones, by the way.
Get on with it.
And I was really, really tired. And I was sitting beside this girl who was coming back from... a girl's week away in Mallorca as well. And she didn't pay the extra money to sit beside her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep halfway through the flight. And I don't know about you guys, but when I fall into a deep, I'm talking deep sleep. I was deep, deep. And when I fall into a deep sleep, I lose the muscles in my mouth and I lose control of my bodily functions. I often get an erection, but I didn't get an erection on this flight. Someone did.
Where are you going here?
Anyway, an hour into the flight, and that fucker, by the way, the cabin crew, if the flight is flying and the lights are off in the cabin, don't make announcements over the tannoy.
They have to make announcements.
No, I don't want to hear announcements. I don't want to hear announcements.
But you're the only one asleep.
No, you know what?
Everyone else is hopping around the plane.
And you know what the announcement was? This was at about 9 o'clock when I was trying to get some shut eye. So you know the way they dim the cabin lights?
Yeah.
And there's this lovely blue strip going along the plane now.
Yeah, it's a lovely.
The blue strip.
Yeah, very modern,
And the blue strip along the ground as well. And it's like a... It's like one of the rooms in Abracadabra where the junkies can't shoot up. Not that they have the blue lights.
Go on, anyway.
Anyway, you, the next minute, I'm a, like literally in the deep sea. Next minute,
okay, the cabin crew are going to be coming through the cabin shortly with the duty free. You can get a bottle of Gordon's gin for $5.99. Cabin crew coming through shortly.
So I woke up.
$5.99 for the Gordon's gin?
Is that what you focused on?
Yeah.
So it's not cheap.
That's a great price.
Is Gordon's not a council state gin?
I can't stand gin.
It's council state gin, isn't it?
No. Gin is gin.
I know, you'd want Beefeater.
That's scum gin.
Oh, is it scum?
Yeah.
My sister drinks Beefeater.
There you go.
Anyway, I was woken up out of my deep, deep sleep by that mouthy gob from Aer Lingus, yeah? And by the way, you don't need to announce that the trolley's coming through. It's fucking obvious when they bang off your knee.
Oh, that also interrupted your sleep.
Have you ever got a bang at the knee on the trolley? Yeah. Jesus Christ. I've lost cartilage over it. Anyway, as I'm woken up by the loudy thing, I realise that I'm after drooling on the woman's hoodie beside me. And the drool is literally, this is a true story. The drool is actually going down her sleeve from my mouth.
Did she not wake you up and thump you in the face?
So she wasn't aware of it.
Oh, and you were?
So I had to try and wipe the drool off before she... Because I did another 2 hours on the plane, like, and I didn't want the awkwardness of...
So how were you going to wipe your dribble off this woman's...
Well, as it happens, I am an expert at removing my bodily fluids from women's clothing. Like your man, what was his name?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. By the way, he got the jizz off the dress.
Stop.
But he did.
Yeah, come on.
If he got
so how did you do that?
By the way, if he got the jizz off her dress, how come they were able to check the DNA and the jizz?
I don't know. I don't care either. I want to know about you dribbling on a woman beside you in the plane.
So I woke up anyway, guys, and realised that I had dribbled down, and it was a lot of dribble. It was a lot of drool. It was literally dripping down her hoodie. And
by the way, Stephen just messaged to say you lose a lot of muscles in your mouth when you're awake as well, Jeremy, for fuck's sake.
He's but right. But I've never dribbled on this podcast. So I had a panic attack because the embarrassment of dribbling. Now, this girl was young, like she was in her 30s. You know what I mean?
But how?
I have this dirty old man dribbling. Buy us a cup of coffee. Because the trolley was coming down.
Were you lying on her shoulder?
I apparently had moved onto her shoulder. See, I kind of... When I'm asleep, if I'm in a deep sleep, it looks like I'm having a stroke. My wife is often woke me up in the middle of the night to call the ambulance for the stroke unit.
Right.
So, the drool is on her arm and it hasn't dried in, so it's fresh drool.
Ah, stop it.
I know. If you're eating your lunch or your dinner or your breakfast while you're listening to this, I apologise. And I had no napkin to wipe the drool off. So I called the trolley person down and said, can I have a napkin? I'm after making a mess here. And I got the napkin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally put the napkin on my shoulder, yeah. Held it like that and started elbowing off her like that, rubbing my elbow off her. And I wiped all the drool off. And I said, oh, geez, I'm sorry, I have a bit of a twitch. The chances are, by the way, that woman is listening to this podcast. The Air podcast reaches far and wide. It was a flight from PMI to DUB.
PMI?
PAMA Airport.
Oh, PAMA to Mallorca, yeah.
PAMA to Mallorca, yeah, PMI Airport to Dublin. It was many years ago, 3 years ago, and it was the posh flight, the 7 p.m. out of PAMA.
The posh flight?
That's the posh one, yeah. I had the tattoo brigade go on the 11 o'clock flight. Not the one that comes into Dublin in the middle of the night. In fact, I think Aer Lingus deliberately put the scumbags on the later flight so that they can't be seen when they arrive at the airport.
Anyway, to that lady, you're apologising for dribbling on her shoulder.
But my question is, have you never dribbled on a stranger?
No.
Have you not?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever spat on a stranger's face by mistake?
For what purpose?
Oh, I spat a bean in the man's face before.
Say that again?
I spat a bean in your man's face.
Who?
Derek, who we used to work with.
Derek.
Who's not a fan of beans, by the way.
Oh, Derek the country singer. That Derek.
He's not a fan of beans.
No, he's not.
No,
he wouldn't be.
No, what do you mean he wouldn't be?
No, I get that, yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, no, he's not a fan of beans.
But because they're gluten.
Yeah, no, it's not gluten and beans, no.
What? There is gluten meat. We have a friend called Derek, and Derek...
Also known as a country singer.
He's not a country singer.
He is. He's huge.
But Derek is adverse to beans. He doesn't like beans. And there was one day I was sitting opposite him in the canteen. Remember we used to have lunch? And there was a bean at the back of my throat. And I said, Derek, what's your meal like... And the bean came flying out across his mouth, or out of my mouth and landed on his face. That's the story there is. That's it. I just spat a bean at a man who doesn't like beans. Although maybe he does like beans now, does he?
I don't know. I've seen him for ages.
Anyway, if you are on a flight and you're really, really tired, my suggestion is put a little napkin on the shoulder of the person sitting beside you. And you won't drool on them.
No, no, no. Just don't drool on them.
I hear there's radio presenters that are doing a lot worse on flights.
Oh, I've seen them. Oh, so I've seen them.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, him.
What, him?
Oh, I saw him.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, what's this?
Was that the same fella that pissed on himself?
Who pissed on himself?
Ah,
on
your
flight?
Man.
Who pissed on himself?
Not on the flight, on a bus.
Didn't I nearly punch an air cabin crew once on a
you
flight?
You did.
Oh, God, we can't tell that story.
No, we can't.
We do not accept violence on flights, guys.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
What crawled up your hole today?
A very dodgy meal that I had yesterday evening.
Oh, come on, do tell. Yeah.
So I arrived home and my wife wasn't in the kitchen.
Oh, that's a bloody outrage.
How times have changed. When I grew up, the household I grew up in, yeah?
Yeah.
And my father wasn't a misogynist, okay?
Right.
He respected women like I do, yeah? But every day when my father would come home from work,
yeah,
from a hard day's graft,
yeah.
And you know what he did for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
That was grafting.
Yeah.
It was grafting, wasn't it? Yeah. Tough work.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying to that?
What are you getting at here? Come
every
on.
Time he came home from work, there would be a dinner cooked on his table.
Oh.
Now, my mother was no pushover either.
No, indeed.
No.
Still, it's a formidable force.
But it was an era, guys, that we need to go back to.
What?
Where, some feminist is going to clip this, take this clip.
Yeah, this could ruin you.
Do a Bertie Ahern on me.
This could be like what happened to Bertie Ahern.
Yeah, literally take a clip out of this and say, Jeremy wants women in the kitchen.
Yeah,
no, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I came home from a hard day's graft yesterday.
Yeah.
There was no dinner.
Why didn't you get a takeaway?
Well, I did.
Or why didn't you cook one yourself?
Because I was after doing a hard day's... I work harder than most of our listeners. Would you agree?
You work 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
Yeah, no, it is a way to make a living. Yeah. Although you work, what, 5 to 9, actually. You do 1 hour on this podcast. Like, what do you want?
So anyway, guys, I arrived home and expecting, whereas when I walk by my Indians, as you know, my neighbours are Indian.
Yeah, they are.
Not, oi, la, 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 la. Not that kind of Indians. Oi, la, 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 la. Different Indians.
Okay,
more like, hello, how can I help you? What is your...
Okay, way to be stereotypical. No, go on.
No, but one of them does work in IT support, so he actually does say that when people ring him. Hello, how can I help you? What is the support you need?
Where's he from? He's German now,
he's
is
not,
he?
He's from Punjab. It's a state in...
I know it is. It's an awful state, yeah.
Do you say that to his face? But when I walk by my Indian's house, yeah?
Your Indian's house?
My Indian neighbour's house.
Yeah.
I smell lovely, luscious herbs and fucking spices cooking. Smell of ghee coming out the window.
Yeah.
Everything. The aroma of it. The aroma of Indian cuisine, me friend.
Yeah, very
good.
That's
what I smell. But when you go by my house, there's no fucking smell. So I walked by the Indian's house. Oh, la, 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 la. Yeah?
Yeah.
The windows were open and the flush of Indian cuisine. You could smell the tandoori coming out the window. I was like, oh, it's fucking gorgeous. Then I walked by my house and...
Nothing.
No smell. So she hasn't got a dinner on for me. Oh, that sounds bad.
Would you actually say that to her face? I arrived home and you hadn't got a dinner ready for me.
Absolutely.
No, I wouldn't think so. She's obviously not listening to this podcast anymore either.
Today is our wedding anniversary, believe
it or
not. Yeah, I shouldn't really be saying this on the day of our wedding anniversary. It's a wedding anniversary.
Right. So in order for you to get to your next wedding anniversary, she'd want to start cooking dinners. Is that really what you're saying?
Yeah, she would. Anyway, go into the house and there's no food cooked. Fine, that's fine. I mean, you live in the same. Your missus wouldn't know one end of that cooker to the other.
Yeah, she does. She just doesn't bother cooking me anything.
Oh, sorry, that's what it is. What make a cooker is it?
What is it?
There, that just proves it. You don't
that's
even...
That's one of those newfangled things.
Conduction hobs.
That's it.
It's a conduction.
Induction hobs.
Conduction.
No, induction.
Induction hob. Yeah. You have an induction hob?
Yeah.
What a fucking waste.
Why?
That's like giving me a packet of condoms.
Oh, no, I don't know how to use it.
No, but why would you bother buying an expensive cooker when your missus can't cook for fuck?
No, she can. She doesn't cook for me.
Yeah, well, so it's same as mine. Anyway, arrive home with a goo on me, absolutely starving, and there's no food for me. So, guys, I decided to order a takeout. And for those of you who live in Dublin, if you don't live in Dublin, there must be a shit life. You've no Nando's. If you live in...
Well, you're telling me there's only Nando's in Dublin?
Yeah, I think so. If you live... By the way, for those watching me recording this podcast, I haven't done a line of Coke. That is actually an itchy nose.
I always query that.
What did you query?
I have something to say. Jeremy Dixon is a cocaine addict.
Jesus
He's banging
Christ.
The schnockta up his nose.
What are you saying? You can't say that.
He's banging the schnockta up his
Why
nose.
Why are you doing it in that voice?
I don't know, but I'm just stating a fact. That's a fact.
Anyway, for those of you watching us recording this podcast, I do not have a cocaine addiction. Yeah. I've never done cocaine, but I suffer from itchy nose syndrome. And that's why I have to keep
That's a bit worrying, though.
Anyway, arrive into the house and there's no...
You were making an outrageous allegation there about Nando's, yeah?
Yeah, if you live outside Dublin, you've never tasted Nando's.
Is there no Nando's outside Dublin?
What?
That's outrageous. Not even in Cork. No. No, you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right.
So people who listen to this podcast, we have a lot of listeners outside Dublin. Nando's is a chain of South African restaurants. Overpriced.
South African?
Yeah, that's where it's from.
That was Portuguese.
No, South African. Oh. Yeah. That basically put a bit of piri-piri sauce on chicken and charge you a fortune for it. Very overpriced.
That is very overpriced. Yeah, what's the point you're making?
But anyway, guys, I have a very weak constitution.
This comes up regularly on the program.
Like the Irish constitution. Very weak.
Well, no, ours is very strong. Oh, it's a great constitution.
Okay, I have a constitution that's not like the Irish constitution. I have a very weak bowels and everything below my belly button is dodgy at the moment.
Right.
Okay, it's been dodgy since I hit 30. It's all, once you go south of my belly button, it's all fucked up. Yeah? I have an ingrown toenail.
Ah, stop.
I have balls that can't produce sperm anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a limp dick.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. God love you.
And my rectal passage isn't what it used to be.
Okay.
But didn't I order? I was ordering Nando's on Deliveroo and didn't I order the wrong spice for Nando's? So I normally go for plain. All I can take. Yeah.
But what's the point in ordering from Nando's then? Order from somewhere else. Nando's whole thing is the spice.
Yeah, but you can order plain as well.
I know, but what's the point? Order from a chipper.
No, we don't do chipper in our house.
Why?
That's a council estate.
You had a bag of chips a few weeks ago.
Prove it.
I can.
Actually prove it.
The smell in your car proved it.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the trouble I went to get rid of that smell before she got in.
Are you told what you can eat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad state of affairs. Are you telling me? Hang on for a second.
On the day of my wedding anniversary,
you've just hit a note there.
Causing strife, like, what are you trying to do?
You have to hide the food that you consume. If you have a chipper, you can't admit it.
No.
God, that's a sad state. That's a recipe for disaster, that marriage.
No, it's actually, most marriages are based on lies, actually, and fear. The two biggest.
So, like, some men might sneak out of the house and go and have an affair, yeah?
Yeah.
You sneak out of the house and go and get a chipper.
Oh, no, I do have an affair.
With chippers?
With Mr. McDonald's.
Yeah.
With Ronald.
But you don't admit that then when you go home?
No, so we agreed that we would cut out chippers back in 2024. And.
But you do have the sneaky one.
I would have the odd one, yeah. But it's very.
What's your preference in the chipper?
Don't know. I haven't been there in 2 years. Can't remember.
Okay, but between you and I.
What would it be?
Yeah, yeah.
Hypothetically, if I were to go back on chipper food,
yeah.
If I were, and it's a big hypothetical because I haven't got the all clear yet. She was talking about like cancers and all that from chippers. You get cancer from a chipper. She said a lot of the food isn't good for you.
Life is too short,
and it could be carcinogenic.
Carcin me whole.
That's the word. What's the cancer up your bum? What's that called?
Rectal.
Rectal. It can add to. It's not good for your body, basically.
Ah, shit, fuck it.
So anyway, I haven't had a chipper since 2024.
But if you were, per chance.
On the off chance if I was to pass one, and I'm trying to remember back, it got so long time ago. Well, I'd go for a bag of chips with salt and vinegar.
Oh, definitely.
There's a special place in hell for people who don't have salt and vinegar on the chips.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, I saw somebody actually ordering chips recently.
So did I. Last week I saw, sorry, I mean, 2 years ago. And
Your woman said salt and vinegar, no, neither.
Yeah,
what's that about?
That's the work of Satan. That is literally,
agreed.
Yeah, that is, you cannot have salt. Now, Robert is saying ordering plain from McDonald's is like ordering a salad in McDonald's. But my anus, Robert, if I can talk openly about it.
And I prefer if you didn't.
It was very open. So anyway, getting back to this, I tucked into the Nando's. It arrived.
Yeah.
And I didn't look, you know, they put a little sticker on the box to tell you
how hot it is.
Before you go near a box, you need to know what you're watching.
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Every box should have a
sticker telling you how hot it is.
And instructions on how to eat the box.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah?
You need men need instructions.
Go on anyway, yeah.
So I didn't even look at the sticker on the box. So if you had called into my house at 6 o'clock yesterday, you would have seen me milling into a box.
That's how you eat your Nando's.
Oh, that's before I start. That's just me getting warmed up. But I ate the wrong Nando's. It was hot, piri-piri. And after two bites into it, guys, I knew there was something wrong. And let's just say, my wife has, you know when a house, there's a murder in a house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guards come along, they put tape up. Do not cross this line. Well, our bathroom now has those those batters gone across it. It's in a bad way. You don't know any house cleaners, do you?
No.
Because you strike me as the type of prick that would have a house cleaner.
Huh?
You strike me as the type of prick.
It's an awful thing to say.
Do you have a house cleaner?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you do. Do you really?
No, I don't. No. Now you don't know which one is the truth.
Oh, no, you... Do you have a house cleaner?
No.
You don't want to say it in front of the common folk because the great unwashed.
Who?
The great unwashed. The people who are listening to this who will judge you for having a house cleaner.
No,
there's no reason for you to have a house cleaner. You literally do a 16-hour week.
16 hours?
Your missus, by your own admission, hasn't cooked a sausage since 2020. Yeah? So who's cleaning the house?
It gets cleaned.
Is it Paulina from Poland?
No. She left months ago.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So, if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Yeah. My pepperoni on pizzas, by the way.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I said it.
Oh, you did not, did you? Did you say that out loud?
I have to say something, guys. Hang on a second. It might take me 6 minutes to say this. but I have to say this, guys. And I'm really, really sorry. My wife asked me to get her 9 inches when they get home tonight.
Right.
Which is, do you have any Domino's codes?
No, I don't actually, no.
Anybody got Domino's codes? And my wife, yeah, God love her, because she's married to me, gets pepperoni on her pizza.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, love it.
Now, this
love
is, it. If you live in a pepperoni household, guys, like I do, the problem is we have to order two pizzas.
And? Because you cannot share the pizza.
No, she half wants pepperoni.
Half. Yeah, but get half and half.
No, that doesn't work. You can, the scent, pepperoni is a very pungent smell.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, lovely. Lovely. What? Oh, I love pepperoni. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've known you, 25 years?
And the rest of us, yeah.
No, it's just 25. I wouldn't go any further than that.
I know I would.
No, let's not go any further than that. 25, we'll call it quits. I've never known that you had a...
I love pepperoni.
Now, Laura, I would agree with you. Actually, you can comment in while we're recording this and tell us what should never be on a pizza.
Oh, that's an easy one. That's a very easy
pineapple.
One. Yeah, pineapple. Yeah,
I don't know anybody.
Should be my wife would like pineapple on a pizza.
Your what?
My wife would like pineapple on a pizza.
Would she? So how does that work? And do you have to order two pizzas in your house?
No, we do share, but we share if she's not having the pineapple.
See, I can't pick things off the pizza. Do you get me? Once it's on there, I can't get over that.
Oh, really?
No.
So if a stray bit of pineapple landed on your pizza, you wouldn't be able to eat the pizza?
No, I can't even... So if we get a pepperoni pizza tonight, yeah?
Yeah? Mm, yeah.
And she picks the bits of pepperonis off my half, still can't eat it because the scent is there. Scent of a woman.
So what? You have to eat pizzas in separate rooms, do you?
We don't eat pizzas in separate rooms, but we have to buy separate... And pizzas, by the way, are very, very expensive nowadays.
Yeah, they are gone very dear. Aren't they? Yeah, they are. Oh, here's another one. Now, I agree. You know our mate Polly, who never rings in.
Polly?
One of these days, Polly, you will ring in.
You spineless prick.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Sorry. Yeah.
And he says, no sweet corn, sweet baby Jesus. Now, I agree with you. Sweet corn is the food of the devil.
Well, you think he's eating sweet corn in hell?
It's vile. Vile, vile, vile. I hate it. Can't stand the taste of it. Can't stand the texture of it. Ugh.
The one problem I have with sweet corn, guys.
Ring Polly and get him on. He just hangs up when you ring him, does it?
Well, ring him there. Ring him there. You have his number. Go and ring him.
Will I ring him? Will
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if Polly will answer. Hang on, Polly. We're going to ring you now.
His message is like, my missus loves sweet corn on her pizza.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just sick. That's just absolutely sick. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try and ring Polly and see if he's going to come on.
Come on, Polly.
Polly, we're ringing you now.
It's a very controversial topic, though.
This is Polly. Polly rings us morning, noon, or texts us morning, noon, and night. The chicken shit now. Look, he's after hanging up, is he?
Oh. No. Oh, he hung up. He hung up. It's a very we've more. This is probably the most controversial thing. We're going to get cancelled for this. Sean says, now Sean, I agree with you, but I don't know anyone that does this. A fried egg should never be on a pizza.
Oh, no, I've seen egg on a pizza. No, I have. Exist. I've seen it.
Really?
I have seen it, yes.
A fried egg or a boiled egg?
No, not a boiled egg.
Well, I don't know.
A boiled egg in a pizza for?
You mean what?
A fried egg, yeah, sitting in the middle of the pizza. Have you ever seen a breakfast pizza?
No, what's a breakfast pizza?
Well, it does what it says on the tin. Duh.
No, I don't know what a breakfast pizza is.
It has breakfast ingredients. Sausages and rashers and...
Sorry, Domino's. Now, the Domino's near my house is obviously not in a socially, economically deprived area, so...
It is. It's up the road in that housing estate.
Sorry?
It is. I know exactly where it is.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it fell. Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that.
No, I'm just saying.
You said it.
Have you ever noticed that in socioeconomically deprived areas, yeah, Domino's opens earlier?
Does it?
They don't cut dinners for their kids and all that. Domino's.
Oh, there's Polly. You know Polly never comes on this show, yeah?
Yeah, just hung up on
he
us.
He just hung up and he said, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm busy.
Very shy person.
Very, very shy.
Okay, let's get back to some more things. Anyway, my Domino's doesn't open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon because in our estate, we actually work during the day.
Oh, I see.
But if you go out to somewhere like...
Come on, name the place. Come on.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be careful now. I wouldn't.
Darndale. They're having fucking Domino's for breakfast.
I don't think there is a Domino's in Darndale.
Oh, really? Is there not?
Yeah.
Oh, they were afraid to open one. Olives shouldn't be on a pizza.
Absolutely not. Olives shouldn't exist, actually. You should get nothing out of an olive other than olive oil. That's it.
I love olive oil on a pizza, though.
But olives should be illegal. They really should.
Leanne says mushrooms.
Oh, no, I love mushrooms.
Oh,
ham,
do you?
Ham, mushroom and pepperoni. That's my go-to pizza.
Do you think you know someone? I've eaten out with you before.
Yeah, yeah.
Many times.
Yeah, we have eaten out a lot.
And...
You never knew I like mushrooms.
Never seen
love
them.
Mushrooms.
No, I don't
love
think you do.
Them.
I don't think you do.
I love fried mushrooms. I love battered mushrooms. I love mushrooms on a pizza.
What's a battered mushroom? Oh, you know where you get battered mushrooms?
Where?
Darndale. They get battered when they go to Darndale. Absolutely battered.
Frick of a man. I dare you on your way home to drive through Darndale.
I know, I just got the windscreen. There was a chip in the windscreen. I just got to replace it. I don't want my windscreen put in again.
Well, it will if you keep going on about the place.
Eddie says a fried egg on a pizza is for lesbians.
What?
That'd be a great way to market, actually.
How do you work that out?
Now, Samantha, I do agree with you. I'm a huge fan of dough balls.
I like dough balls, but not on a pizza.
What?
You wouldn't put dough balls on a pizza.
Would you put a full chicken on a pizza?
What, just sit it in the middle?
What about ghee on a pizza?
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like the taste of ghee at all. It's...
By the way, there's not a week old by the conversation of ghee doesn't come up.
No, I much prefer regular, ordinary Kerrygold butter. I don't like Indian
butter.
On
a pizza?
Not necessarily on a pizza, just in general.
But Indian people would have ghee on their pizza, would they not?
The nearest Domino's to Darndale is in Artane.
Has somebody actually researched this? Who? What's sad? What's sad?
The nearest
bastard.
Domino's to Darndale is Artane.
Sean, you sad, pathetic, lonely loser. Because you literally...
Fair play to him.
That probably went a bit far, didn't it?
It did.
Okay, Sean, you're not a lonely loser. The nearest Domino's... But the fact that he actually checked where the nearest Domino's is...
Anyway...
Anything else on pizza?
No.
Oh, meatballs. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, meatballs could be all right on a pizza.
Little ones.
Yeah, not big fat ones.
No, I wouldn't thank you for red onion.
No.
I wouldn't thank you for...
No onion.
What?
No onion. Any type of onion.
Or what about a bell?
A bell?
A bell pepper.
Oh, no, Jesus, no.
So
no,
what
no,
are you turning your nose to that for?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Now, my wife, before, had a pizza that had chicken wings on it.
What?
Yeah, chicken wing pizza.
And what, did you have to take the chicken wings off and like...
Yeah. So they're on the thing.
Oh, that's vile as well.
And I don't like those
bones things. Have no place on a pizza.
And I don't like the big balls of cheese. What are they? If you've got a pizza, we went to a posh pizzeria before, and there's big white balls that are on the thing of cheese. What cheese is it?
I don't know. It sounds
disgusting. I like a bit of sprinkle cheese.
Oh, that's
a couple of easy singles.
Mozzarella. Easy singles.
Ah, yeah, a couple of easy singles on your pizza. Yeah, can't go wrong. Anyway, guys, I'm going out to Darndale on the way home from this podcast, so this could be my last ever broadcast. People at Darndale are lovely. Just stop feeding your kids Domino's for breakfast, okay?
big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You've two questions to ask me. You've two questions to ask me, Katie. What are those questions?
What are they?
You literally just said it before we pressed.
Oh, do you like me?
Do I like you? And what's the second question?
Do you fancy me? Well, okay, we know you're not going to say that honestly, but I know you do. So I can see your pupils
because,
dilate every time you look at me.
Just because
they literally dilate.
The only thing that dilates when I see is my penis.
Fair.
Yeah, not true. Not true. By the way, I wouldn't be, if I did fancy you, yeah?
Yeah.
And I haven't said whether I do.
No, you
or
do,
not just
definitely.
Yet. Although I do have a friend who fancies you.
Do you? Oh.
Yeah. Him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he now, he hasn't had a ride since Wham were in the charts. So
I don't get that, though.
Because he does that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he fancies you. But the two questions were, do I fancy it? Now, if I did,
would it change our relationship? No,
I'm not saying that.
Reprehensible.
Even though I am married, you're able to fancy people when you're married.
Not properly, though.
Oh, no, you are.
You can't actually lust. You can find someone attractive, but it's not really right to lust.
When we did our pre-marriage course, which, did you do one of those? Yeah. Yours didn't work out too well, did it? Did you go home early that day?
I want my money back.
Yeah.
I can't even remember
how much it was.
200 quid or something. Or was that the register? I can't remember.
You what?
I can't remember. Was that the register? I can't remember. Anywho. As you were.
But we did our marriage course, which was a full day.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
It's a load of shite.
And one of the things that came up in the marriage course, one of the few things I remember about it, like the one thing they don't ask you in the marriage course, how to find the clitoris.
Priest comes in at the end to do that. Did you miss that part?
Sorry, the priest?
Yeah.
Are you actually taking the piss?
Are you actually believing me?
Sorry, the priest asks you to find the clitoris?
No, it's a joke. I'm being facetious.
Oh, okay, Jesus.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
So one of the things that came up in the pre-marriage course is that it's okay to fancy other people when you are married.
But you can find someone attractive, but I don't think you should lust over someone.
But what does lust mean?
Well, I would watch Grey's Anatomy, let's say, and
okay.
Patrick Dempsey, or The Mentalist, your man who plays Patrick Jane in The Mentalist.
Yeah.
Hubba frickin' bubba.
Yeah, 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 I know.
And you can appreciate, but it's different to actually actively be flirting with someone and
he's very good looking fella.
Stunning. Yeah. Oh!
He's very good looking. Okay, calm down there.
Is there
a snail after walking
so
into the studio here?
He's beautiful. It's unreal. It hurts.
So in answer to your question, no, I don't fancy you. I've never found...
Okay.
I don't find you... And don't take offence to this.
Okay.
I don't find you in...
You find me reprehensible.
Put it this way. If everybody in the world died, and the only way to repopulate the world... So say the world died, the world ended tomorrow, okay. Yeah? A big asteroid hit the world, yeah?
And me and you are the only survivors.
Or chemtrails. Say we all die because of chemtrails. Yeah, we'll come to that in a second.
Chemtrails, yeah, okay.
So say, for instance, chemtrails wiped everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
And the only two surviving people were me and you. We were like Adam and Eve, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve.
And God
shouted down to us.
Yeah.
Lads! Because he wouldn't know your gender.
Yeah.
Three. Lads! The only way, what way would God speak if he always has a deep voice?
This is Jesus!
No, Jesus and God are two different people, okay? They're two different people. God's the daddy, Jesus is the son.
Oh, yeah. I've missed that day in religious class.
Yeah, why does God in cartoons all always have the same voice? Hello, my name is God. Because nobody knows what he sounds like.
Booming through the clouds.
Yeah,
like,
but nobody has
it's
ever.
Like the light coming through the clouds.
I am God. In the same way, I was watching Jurassic Park with the kids the other day, yeah?
Oh, you let your kids watch Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah, they
that's
love
so
Jurassic
scary.
Park. They loved it.
Oh, that's very scary.
Should I call their dad a dinosaur? Literally.
But not for the same reasons.
Anyway, we were watching Jurassic Park, and you know the T-Rex with the little arms? He's walking around. Rawr!
Yeah.
And Luke actually asked a good question.
What?
So Steven Spielberg made Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
I know who he is. He's like the most famous movie producer in the whole
director.
World. Director of
and
the world.
Luke turned around and asked a question and I couldn't answer. He says, Daddy, how did Steven Spielberg know what dinosaurs sounded like to put those sound effects
in? Yeah, it's a good question.
Do you have the answer?
No, who knows? We know what they look like.
Well, my answer to him was shut the fuck up and watch the movie.
Oh, that's nice. That's good parenting.
Thank you
very
much.
That's very good parenting.
Shut the fuck up and watch the movie.
But they know what they look like, obviously, because skeletal. I don't know if I fully believe that dinosaurs were ever real.
Oh, Jesus, they literally found the bones.
No, I don't know. I was in the zoo the other day with my kids and I saw, it was like, this is a real bone.
Oh, God, where is she going with this? Where is she going with this? Please don't say something that brings the down the brand. We have a brand
dinosaur.
Here. We have a brand here.
I don't know if I believe that dinosaurs are ever real.
What?
No, not as we know them anyway. I think it could be slightly exaggerated, like the Tyrannosaurus Rex with the little arms walking around. I just don't see it.
What do you call a dinosaur that has anal sex with a T-Rex?
I don't know.
A Megasaurus. Jokes around years.
I have never heard that one.
You've never heard
pathetic. Go home.
You've never heard the Megasaurus.
No. But do you know what? That would bring us back to chemtrails. Darren says, Sydney Sweeney has the best breasts in the world.
We're not done.
I know, lads. If any straight men here would like to experience what it feels like to be homosexual for 5 minutes, Google, what's his real name?
Who?
Simon Baker in The Mentalist. Yeah, his name is Patrick Jane. Just Google him. He's actually, Adrian said it as well. He's stunning. So, okay. Sorry, someone says there, somebody says,
Robert, I don't know if dinosaurs are real. Please, yeah. Katie. Don't be so fucking dumb.
No, I'm not saying that they never exist. I'm just saying that the way they are in movies with their little arms or their spikes on their thing is like, I don't know.
We've no way of knowing what exactly they
look
like.
No, exactly. Yeah. I just don't know.
But
that
they did exist. No, they did exist.
Yeah.
They found fossils.
To a point, they existed.
But to what point did they exist?
I don't know.
Have you never watched the David Attenborough program?
No.
And here the T-Rex crosses the plains for his prey. You never watched that?
No.
Oh my God.
Do you have anything you don't believe in? Chemtrails.
Oh yeah. Someone wanted us to talk about.
I'd love to get talk to somebody who actually believes in chemtrails. Oh, I'd say this person does. Here.
What?
Why? How did we forget this person?
Who? Which person? Hang on. Believe in chemtrails. Oh, she does. Oh yeah, she does, doesn't she?
She be a chemtrailer.
Anyway, getting back to the chemtrails, and we'll talk about it in a sec. You asked me a question, do I fancy you, yeah?
Yeah.
And the answer is, yes. If we were the last two people on the earth, chemtrails killed everybody, wiped us all out. And
we'd repopulate.
And God opened the clouds. Hello, Katie. Hello, Jeremy. I need you to have sex. Well, you know, God wouldn't use the word sex. I need you to procreate. Or the world will cease to exist. I'd rather let mankind die. Than have to have.
Oh, that's sad.
Have to. I just.
You'd take one for the team, no?
No, not no. not your team.
Oh, that's
no.
very sad.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry you feel that way.
Like if we were in the Garden of Eden together, yeah? You and me, yeah? And you were there, and there was a jar of gone off liver.
Oh, you'd have the gone off liver.
Gone off liver.
Oh, you wish, Jeremy.
And I don't
know,
have you ever smelled gone off liver?
Do you know what this is a bit feels like now?
Flirting.
Yeah, well, one, yeah, definitely, I can see it in your eyes, but it's a bit of doubt off to protest too much. Would anybody agree? It's like, okay, Jeremy, we get it. You said no, you know, you're over trying to make your case, which makes me think that really you do.
Anyway, getting back to the chemtrails, one of our listeners, Darren, Angry Darren.
What'd you call? He's not angry to me. I find him very nice.
He always sounds, for someone who smokes pot, he's very angry. Pot's supposed to relax you.
No, I don't think he messaged us. I like Darren. What's your issue with Darren?
I don't have an issue with anybody. He messaged us asking us would we talk about chemtrails on the podcast one day. And I think we did it once before. The problem with talking about chemtrails is that it's very hard to find somebody who believes in them. We've only ever spoken to one person who believes in them. Do you believe in chemtrails?
So well, break it down for me. What exactly is this theory with the chemtrails?
Okay, when you're talking to Katie, you have to use finger puppets.
Somebody says Roman Reigns is really attractive.
We've moved on from the really attractive.
I'm just looking at him here. It wouldn't be my type. He's like a bear.
Okay, we've moved on from people you find attractive.
Do you like him? Would you?
No, I'm homosexual.
Freudian slip.
Stop texting in who you fancy. We don't care. So chemtrails is the belief. Yeah, that when you see a plane in the sky, focus. Will you? Did you do terrible in school?
I have really bad attention. Yeah. Unless something really interests me, I don't like. Sorry, I do.
Are you not
off.
On those tablets? What are they called?
Ritalin. I'm not actually.
You need to be on
Ritalin.
I'm
not actually diagnosed ADHD. I just if something doesn't interest me, I don't invest a lot
of my
time into it.
That's ADHD.
No, I just.
But you asked me a question. What are chemtrails?
I was reading messages.
No, don't read the messages. Just look at my eyes.
Oh, look into my eyes. Not around the eyes. Into my eyes.
Chemtrails is a belief, a theory that when you see an airplane flying over the sky and the white stuff coming out of it. Now. Most normal, rational people who believe in science will know that that's called vapor.
Mm-hmm.
Like when someone blows a vape in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By the way, stop fucking blowing. Have you ever smelled that honeydew melon or whatever it is? What watermelon vape?
No.
It's disgusting. Everybody's smoking watermelon vapes now.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
Vaping watermelon vapes. You're not smoking. There's no smoking vapes.
Okay. So when someone vapes beside you, what do you see coming out in the air?
Steam.
It's called vapor.
Vape.
So that's the same thing that comes out of a plane because it's a warm engine hitting cold air.
Mm-hmm.
The air up at 36,000 feet.
Yeah,
is
it's freezing. Yeah.
Very cold.
Freezing. Yeah.
Very cold. Like you couldn't.
Even if the sun's shining, it's still very cold.
You would, if you.
Do you ever notice it never rains up there?
Because you're above the clouds, you. Oh, I was about to say that word. You spanner. That's why. No, it's raining underneath you.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's like an episode of Balamory. What's the story, Balamory? So, then there are a section of society.
Yeah.
Clowns, I call it. Clowns, yeah. I call them. Yeah, clowns. Yep. And they believe that they're not contrails of vapour. They are actually chemtrails.
Right.
And what is happening is that somebody, I don't know who he is paying airlines money to spray stuff that kills us in the air. Now, if that were the case, we'd be dead. I live underneath the flight. You live quite near the flight path.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. I'm like 10 minutes away from the Dublin airport.
The planes literally fly over your head, don't they?
Yeah.
So if that was the case, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Now, the theory of chemtrails probably works out because you're very stupid.
Oh, thanks.
And your intelligence has declined over the years. Like when I first met you, you were quite intelligent.
Now really? I think Adrian will tell you the opposite.
Oh, you've gone, gone the other way.
Oh,
no.
Hey.
No, the other way. So what I think is actually happening is...
Oh, the chemtrails are killing my brain.
Because you live under a flight path.
Oh.
That literally your brain is being fried on the day.
Oh, really?
Well, nothing else could...
And the 5G, don't forget 5G.
But 6 coming out now. So anyway, that is the belief, yeah?
But does anybody actually really believe that?
Chemtrails?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, the most ridiculous point about the whole chemtrails argument, and I'll finish up with this, is why would airlines want to kill off their passengers? They'd have no passengers then.
Oh, so the theory is that they're doing it purposely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's not being done accidentally stuff coming out. No. Oh, that's even madder.
No, that'd be like us, guys. We have a podcast here, a very successful podcast. Huge, huge listens. Everybody's saying it, yeah? Huge listens. And that'd be like us sending out smoke through Spotify to kill all our listeners.
Yeah.
Why would we want to kill our listeners?
People are mad. It's the same people who believe that Tupac is still alive.
Samantha says all birds are dinosaurs, not all dinosaurs are birds. That is correct.
So a crow in my garden is actually a dinosaur.
The closest descendant to a dinosaur is a bird.
That is mad.
What's mad is that you missed so much school. Like, were you very sick?
I have a lot of blonde moments. I went to see Darren Brown. Do you know Darren Brown?
He's a mentor.
He's very good. He's a great showman. He was talking about Nostradamus.
But Nostradamus?
Nostradamus.
Yeah, I know who
Nostradamus. And I turned around and I said to the person who was with me, I said...
Who's the person with you?
A friend. And then I turned around and I said...
Male or female?
Female friend. Oh, I'm not lesbian though. Female friend. I turn around, I was like, is that...
If you were, by the way, you would...
I'd struggle.
No, you wouldn't be the lipstick lesbian.
Would I not?
No, you'd be the butch.
I thought I'd be the lipstick when I was thinking of changing for a while. But
if you were lesbian, I can safely say you'd be the butch lesbian. Look at the stadium. Look at the others.
I would totally be the lipstick lesbian.
You are not a lipstick lesbian. You are the butch lesbian.
I would be the lady of the relationship.
So you were at Darren Brown, who's a mentalist. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the mentalist. But I turned around, he was talking about Nostradamus and the predictions, blah, blah, blah. He turned around without thinking, it just came out. I was like, oh, is that what the church in Paris is named after?
That could be true.
Apparently Notre Dame, and I'm actually half French, so I should have known this, Notre Dame is something
to do with
Our Lady.
Well, Notre is our in... Oh, yeah. Jesus. You're French, for fuck's sake. Notre... is our.
It's not Notre. It's Notre.
Notre is our. Dame is lady.
Notre Dame.
But I think they're probably the same thing, are they?
No, but I thought it was that this guy was named after the church or the church was named after him. But no, he's a totally different person and he's in fact Nostradamus and not the church.
And let me just wrap up with this. I was saying that if you were a lesbian, you'd be a butch lesbian. And Jess, our lesbian listener.
Oh, so she's well versed in the subject.
Why are you saying Jess is butch lesbian?
No, on lesbianism.
Speak your mind.
Jess is a lesbian lady.
But is she a lipstick lesbian? What?
I've never met Jess.
Yeah, but you know to look at her.
I've never seen this woman.
If you met her in a bar, would you say butch lesbian or... Okay.
Judging by the way she talks on her mouth.
Here we go.
Which I love, by the way, Jess. Yeah. I wouldn't change
she loves
it.
She loves your mouth. You know where she wants that mouth.
No. Keep it clean. Keep it classy. Let's keep it classy.
Okay.
Dirty. I would say she's probably not one to get caught up in the female stuff
so much. Would you say she wears heels?
She might wear heels.
Because she doesn't wear heels, she's a butch lesbian.
Oh, is that what it constitutes as a butch lesbian?
Yeah, if you don't wear heels, you're a butch lesbian.
Really?
And if you watch football.
Oh, I don't watch football.
Butch lesbian.
So I'm going to be a butch lesbian.
Yep.
Would I look good with a shaved head?
What?
Would I look good with a shaved head? I don't know. Why would any woman, like, I have to ask you, Jess, or any lesbian woman
I
listening.
I thought we moved on from this.
No, we are, but I have to ask, why?
Why what?
Like, why? Why? I just don't get it. Like,
lesbianism?
Yeah. You look at the male physique and
they don't have a choice in the matter. Now, the problem I do have,
Okay.
Is when lesbians use dildos.
Oh, either you're in the real thing or you're not.
You either turn down the Mickey or you don't turn down the Mickey.
Jesus Christ.
Would you agree, though? You made your choice, yeah?
Well, I mean, I imagine that penetration is probably penetration.
Okay,
regardless.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well,
bye.
We're going to get
okay,
into
no, we're
topic.
Not getting into anything. Here we go. Thank you.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.